No one is healed alone. This is a joyous song salvation sings to all who hear its voice. In other words, when I'm healed, I'm not healed alone. We're all one. We all share the same underlying melos of God, of the ego, and of the Holy Spirit. This statement cannot be too often remembered by all who see themselves as therapists. Their patients can but be seen as the bringers of forgiveness. And remember, you could generalize this to everybody, people at work, people in your family, your friends. Their patients can but be seen as the bringers of forgiveness, for it is they who come to demonstrate their sinlessness to eyes that still believe that sin is there to look upon. The way you demonstrate your sinlessness is not by doing anything. You are sinless. You demonstrate your sinlessness by my being aware how I projected my thoughts of sin onto you. Now, you may not think of yourself as sinless. But in my mind, I have made you sinful because I don't want to look at my own sin. When I withdraw the projection, you must be sinless. And that then becomes the reminder to you that you could likewise choose to see yourself as sinless. But I don't work on you. I don't heal you. I don't change you. I don't fix you. I work on myself. And I don't work to change myself. I just work to look at myself and be aware of what I'm doing. Remember the one I just quoted. You see the problem as it is, not the way you've set it up. The way we've set up our problems is to project them onto other people and circumstances. That's why we're upset. That's why we're anxious. That's why we're angry. That's why we're sick. To see the problem as it is to realize the problem is not out there. It's in me. That's the end of all suffering. That's the source of all healing. Yet will the proof of sinlessness seen in the patient and accepted in the therapist, offer the mind of both a covenant in which they meet and join and are as one. The forms that seem to differentiate us one from the other disappear because they were just the forms, the outer trappings. The truth, again, is that we're all on the same journey.